This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. It's 8:31, and we're joined in studio by Kelly Leonard with the Moths organization, which is, of course, the Half Shell Music on the Half Shell that's coming and starting next week. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Ashley. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you for taking some time to come in and talk to us about one of Douglas County's most famous, fun things to do during the summer, music on the Half Shell. So how is it working this year as opposed to the last couple?
Well, as opposed to the last couple, we are very happy to be back with a full slate. As you remember, 2 years ago, we weren't able to go. And so in cooperation with you folks here at Brook Communication, we put on music on the Half Shell from the studio. Last year, we had to have an abbreviated show for a mix of reasons, including artist travels. So we did six shows. But this is our 30th anniversary, if you can believe that. We started in 1992. This is our 30th anniversary, and we are back to a full slate of eight shows.
All right. Very eight. Excited. That means 8 weeks of awesome fun at Stewart Park Half Shell. So what does the lineup look like for this year?
You know, we're very excited. We every year it is our goal to bring in music that maybe people wouldn't be used to or have listened to or maybe not want to take the risk and pay to go see. So we do eight shows of just an eclectic mix of music. And it, as you know, the price is absolutely free. We are the one thing that has not raised their prices in 30 years.
That's true. The inflation has not hit music on the Half Shell.
Exactly. And it you know, continues to be a family fun evening. People will come with their blankets and something to drink and either bring food or take advantage of the food vendors up top. And just enjoy the mix of music. So this year, we're starting off next week, a week from today. We're starting off with a great favorite of music on the Half Shell and very popular worldwide, and that is, out of Portland, Pink Martini will be joining us again. So we're very excited about that.
That's starting with a bang.
That's starting with a big bang. So we're expecting a huge crowd for that. You never know what mix of artists Pink Martini is going to bring, but it's very interesting and great world music enjoyed by all. Great singing, great musicianship all across the board. So that's going to be really fun. So,
and I know as next week gets closer and Kyle gets back on Thursday, he'll find some clips of Pink Martini that he really likes to kind of share as well. So as long as you stay with News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN, you'll get some little teasers of what you'll hear. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So, and then we just won 8 weeks all together, starting, like I said, on the 21st with Pink Martini, followed up on the 28th by Emily Wolf, who is a rock and roll guitarist. She's very well known, tours quite a bit. Then it's, as I said, we try to bring different types of music. So on the 5th of July, we're going to have Femi Kuti and The Positive Force, which is Grammy Award nominated, I think, 4 or 5 times, African music. And he's that will be fun. Whenever we've had African music, it's really a big crowd pleaser here. Excuse me. Then on the 12th, we have Amethyst Kia. I hope I pronounced that right. And I found a quote from Rolling Stone magazine, said, "One of America's great upcoming secrets."
Wow. So, well, we're not going to keep it a secret at Half Shell.
No. And she comes to us out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. She's been around a long time. Also a Grammy Award nominee. She's, as a lot of artists, they play around the world, around the country. She's been on Jimmy Kimmel and CBS Morning, and now she's coming to Half Shell. We're very pleased. On the 19th, Brothers Comatose, which is a bluegrass band. And everything I've read about them and have gone out on YouTube and listened, they are everything but traditional. So I think they're going to be a lot of fun and whatever they do to bluegrass.
Non-traditional bluegrass. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun to think about.
Blues fans are going to really enjoy it on the 26th of July. Albert Cummings will be with us. You know, he played along with and is a contemporary of Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's toured all over the world and continues to do so. On August 2nd, a big favorite for a lot of people, we mix it up again, change the style of music, and we have a great return of the Eugene Symphony. And the Eugene Symphony comes down and coordinates with the Douglas County Youth Orchestra, and it's a wonderful show. If you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and you want them to get an exposure to classical music and the fun of that and the fun of performing, this is going to be a great evening on August 2nd.
We were just talking off air before you came in that it is one of my favorite, personal favorite shows to bring my kids to, because they get to experience, like you said, classical music, but oftentimes the Eugene Symphony and the local youth orchestra, they have music that's recognizable right. to the kids, that's really popular, but in a classical style. And so it's a fun kind of crossover to see my kids kind of realize they recognize the song, and then they'll realize what it is, and then they're just in awe that it's kids their age playing it. So
well,
it's
not
very
only that,
cool
just
event.
To, for the kids to say, that's where that sound comes from. Those are violins, or, you know, mm-hmm. those are oboes, or I think it's really eye-opening and fun for them.
I've heard the Star Wars Imperial March before, right. but I didn't know that's where it came from.
Exactly. We finished the season on August the 9th with a group called Blitzen Trapper, a country rock band out of Portland. So, big mix. Could not do in any of this without great local support. You know, folks like you and other media outlets, but also many, many businesses that pony up and write checks for us to support this, the individuals who write checks, the cadre of volunteers that makes this happen every year. You know, there's a lot of people that are needed to put this together, and yet none of them get paid. All the money goes to the artists. And so everything you see at Half Shell is all donated and time volunteered, and it has become a year-round effort for 8-week shows, but none of this would be possible without all those people pitching in. So special thanks to each and every one of them.
Now, if somebody has moved maybe to the area over the last couple months, and this is the first time they're hearing about Half Shell and these amazing free shows that are going to happen at Stewart Park, what would somebody expect if they come to the show?
Well, first thing I would tell them is to repeat what you just said, Ashley, and that is it is at Stewart Park at the Nichols Band Shell, right by the river. It's a beautiful... So one of the things you're going to get is you're going to sit in a natural amphitheater. You're going to be looking at a great outdoor stage. You're going to be overlooking the river and watching the osprey and listening to music. We start at 7 o'clock. We run till 9. You can expect to bring your blanket and bring us short chair, and you're going to meet new friends, and don't worry if it looks real crowded. Just ask somebody to give you a little bit of space and create some real estate and enjoy the music. So there's food there, or bring your own food. A lot of people will bring a bottle of wine or any kind of beverage they want. It's a no-smoking venue. It's very family-friendly, very, very safe. There's lots of parking. We have a group every year that comes in and has a bike barn. So if you want to ride your bike, like I know you do, you can park your bike there for free, and they'll watch over it, and it'll be there at the end of the evening so you can ride home. So.
And one of the most important parts to mention about Music on the Half Shell, again, it's worth mentioning again, is that it's a free event.
Right. It is a free event. Now, I will say that, but let me add one thing. One of the things that we do every year is during the break of the show, we pass the buckets, and we have volunteers who grab one of the orange buckets and make their way through the crowd. And I have to tell you that the Half Shell crowds are extremely generous, and we hope to continue that. But it's very much appreciated that people just are willing. They see the advantage of having that free concert. We have people that honestly that come from Eugene and Grants Pass and Medford and the coast because they say, you know, it's free concert. And you don't charge me a dime, so I can be here, and it's cheaper than just staying at home. Or it's cheaper than going to see it at a larger venue. So.
It's been really interesting to see over the years of some people, even I remember when the Wailers performed, mm-hmm. that there were people from Portland or even Washington, a couple people that traveled for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, stayed here, enjoyed our local restaurants and our accommodations. So it was an excellent boon for just the local area, and that being free has facilitated people to want to come do that. So
exactly.
It's such a neat experience.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to this being our 30th year, like I said, and very much appreciate you allowing us to come out here and talk about it and get people excited. I know every place I've been going the last couple of days, people are saying, now it's on the 21st, right? You are going to do it. And then when... we have all the posters around now, so people see the lineup, and people are very excited about Pink Martini returning. They've been with us four or five times now. They really love Roseburg. They love playing in front of that live crowd that's so intimate. So it's going to be a great opening show.
It is. It's going to be amazing. And if somebody wants more information, or maybe they have some time this summer and they'd like to volunteer and help out, how do they get connected?
The way they get connected is very simple. Just go to halfshell.org. We also, obviously, you have an opportunity if you want to be a donor of sorts. And we have a lot of people. Not only do we have corporate sponsors, and not only do we get lots of grants, but there are a good number of people, and we've seen that grow over the last number of years, who just... families that say, you know, we really support this, it's good for the community, and they write personal checks. So if you'd like to donate, go to halfshell.org. If you want to see pictures of concerts, go to halfshell.org. What's really fun is if you want to see all the way back to 1992, all of the artists that we've had, and it's a phenomenal list when you look at it, go to halfshell.org.
All right, halfshell.org, the place to be. Kelly Leonard in the studio this morning, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Ashley. It's great to be here.
Shake the dust off your blanket and get ready for music on the Half Shell with Pink Martini next week. That's been your morning conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.